This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, my friend. Welcome to our Wednesday, November 17th edition of the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Toad, everybody's favorite uncle. Uncle Ralph has the day off today. Joining me in studio is Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about some of the activities the chamber's been involved in. Our program today, as always, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. We'll be back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer the highest quality of funeral services with an old-fashioned respect for family traditions. By selecting us to handle the final arrangements of your loved ones, you are choosing a funeral home that is family-owned and has been building the trust of local families for generations. When you choose Plummer Funeral Home, you can rest assured that your loved ones will receive the very best in quality care. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on the 17th day of November. And Mickey, here we are on the 17th day of November. Where did this year go, man?
I cannot believe it's just only about 35, 45 days left here, and it's gone through like crazy. It's already planning for 2011. It's unbelievable. We are halfway through that already.
Yeah, well, it just seems like we were 6 weeks ago talking in the springtime about, you know, the fall festival coming up and all this sort of stuff, and here it's come and gone and been hugely successful again, and oh my gosh.
And the summer concert series, and the dog show, and everything like that. And you see, when you're having fun, it seems like it goes faster. When you're busy, that's the motion thing.
Yes.
There's so much going on.
Yes. So it's all a matter of, drawing attention to the area, bringing people to town, and that's part of what the Chamber of Commerce is about for the Coal Country Chamber. And well, let's start right off with the Fall Festival, kind of wrap up what happened here 6 weeks or so ago. It was a hugely successful.
Well, we have to thank the man upstairs for the beautiful weather he gave us.
It was gorgeous.
You couldn't ask for it. You couldn't. I just bless it when I see the sun come up at 6:53 in the morning when it comes up there between Cavani's funeral home there, and then when it comes up, I take a big deep breath, because when I see this sun, it's great. And yes, it was successful all the way through the whole thing.
Did you have record numbers this year?
Well, we don't sit there and count with the counter as we go through, but we use a different funny way of projecting or estimated the crowd like everybody else does. But we take figures of like how much food we sell.
Right. Which is a pretty good indicator.
Right, that is right. And we usually have cooperation. We don't ask how much money they made, but we ask the food vendors and the craft vendors, customer count, things like this, how many sandwiches you sold, different things, and we come up with a figure like that. And then we kind of look when each band's there for 90 minutes. We kind of under the pavilion, protected from the sun and everything. And it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Not that many people there for Joe Powell, but it's Joe Powell's there for a purpose, and he understands that. That's why he likes to do it. He's there to entertain the vendors and all the workers who are just starting.
Joe entertains himself.
Right. He's great.
He's a great guy.
There's nobody standing there enjoying his music, but the people who are working and setting up their booth, that kind of gets them in the right mood. They're not thinking about, well, why am I here at 7 o'clock in the morning setting up this crazy booth to do this silly thing? That gets them feeling good there. Then, of course, when the Tour de Coal bike ride starts up.
Now, you did have record numbers for that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we finally got the best figures we can come up with, because there was some duplication and some people had a problem with registration. But the best we can come up with, we were just short of 500 people.
Really?
So wow. It is good every year, but last year, because we had the big football game between Mount Olive and Gillespie, and then we had two big Italian weddings in town that took a lot of the people away from the festival and from the Tour de Coal bike ride. But that was good. And when them bike riders start out right at 7 o'clock, they come right by the park to start off. And what happens is they're hearing this music playing from Joe Polly's whistling or whatever he's doing. That even perks up the riders. So that's one of the biggest things there.
And those who participate in that Tour de Cold bike ride do get a coupon to come back in, grab a sandwich and something to drink.
Oh, so yes.
So that, you know, there is an incentive to bring them back into the park, which is a great
idea. Well, we end the bike ride right there at the park. Because last year we were watching it real close, and this year we were watching it even closer. When they come around off the bike trail, right into under the overpass, and come in to go back to where they started, which is only a block away, we watched them this year, that how many come right on into the park there, and we figured, estimated, close to 83% of the riders came into the park. Now, that also, they were coming in for that sandwich and a drink.
Sure.
But it was the idea, they go. Now, some people had their car right up the street, loaded their bicycle, then came down and they cool off. But that was an amazing figure there that we also had.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful morning. Not only was it a beautiful day for the festival, but it was a great morning for the bike riders.
Right. It was not too hot. The humidity was not high at that high time. And the temperature, I don't remember now, I think it was around roughly 60.
60 degrees,
I think.
And lower humidity, so.
Right. And that's what the bicyclers like. And we had more people, from what I can hear in discussion after the bike rides, we're over talking to a lot of them. A lot of them did the 100 mile thing, which we call the 100 mile, but it's actually
it's
60
meters.
100
or
meters.
100 kilometers.
Right, right. I always get that mixed up.
As opposed to 63 miles.
Right.
Right.
And there was a lot more doing that on there and everything.
Yeah.
And then the 30 is the biggest one.
Yeah.
That's 15 out, 15 back, and it's very good. Now, three years ago, we went out and did the expanded to ride that. We included the other communities. Mm-hmm. Bunker Hill, we go through Staunton, we go through Mount Olive, and all the school district towns, we go through different things there, and not one person complains about it.
Yeah.
And the only time we have some complaint if they're putting new rock down on the street, because that is not a very safety thing.
No, you're right, that would be troublesome if you're riding a bicycle.
On that little tire there, it's a concept. So we work real close with the township supervisors to make sure they don't try not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And one year we had a bridge went out on us on 2 days before it. In fact, that's twice now that's happened in 5 years with us.
So you had to do a little...
Well, we had to do an emergency detour thing. It was not major or anything like that. But the other factor,
that's
too...
That's why they pay you the big bucks, Mickey, to deal with that stuff, right?
Yeah, the big bucks is right. $1 a year job. That's the best part about it. Then people say sometimes that, but you know what? They think I am a paid employee.
This is volunteer, folks. This is all volunteer.
I always tell them it's a dollar a year job, but I never see the dollar either. But the bike ride is becoming well-known. Mm-hmm. We have people and bicycle clubs now are coming. This year we had a couple of new ones. We had a Columbia Jefferson City bike ride, I can't think of their name now. They have several of them down there, but they came up with 14, I think it was 13 or 14 riders with their bikes.
Wow.
And for the first time, we also had the bike club for the second time, Quincy, Illinois thing, and they brought about 19 people there.
Pretty good.
And this is the second year. And of course, both years, they had about half of them came in on Friday and camped out at the superintendent of the schools because he's friends of these people.
Yeah.
And he camped out in his backyard, which was just down the street from the bike ride itself. But it was neat. Yeah. And also, if people were driving around early that morning, they were very, very surprised. A collection of old vintage cars, mm-hmm, were sitting out in front. There were like four or five of them. There was a collector's collection, thought it'd be nice to have something like that to draw the attention to it. It was nice.
And just camping out in Mr. Skeen's backyard, you know, that's part of Americana there. That just doesn't happen very often. It's amazing.
No, we're trying to figure out to come up with a way that we offer the section of our park to have, they can camp out the night before, you know, come in, and that way they don't have to get up and drive. People have to come a little farther. A lot of people that come far usually stay with family or friends that they know in here. We had gentlemen come from outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and he's come now twice, and he enjoys it, but he stays with a friend. The friend always takes care of everything, and this year he had a special request. He wanted to know if he could start at 7:30. I said, why not? It's not a race. Yeah. You can start anytime you want. So it just, I mean, I never went into the details, but there's got to be something there. It's always a story and everything.
So you obviously will have another fall festival here in 2011, which will be, what, the fourth Saturday?
Fourth Saturday in September. Yeah. And I believe that's September 24th.
Okay.
And we already have four of the five bands booked for that.
Okay.
Now, just to take the same thing on the other stuff that we had, 66, I just dawned on me, Route 66,
yes,
number there,
yes.
66 booths there, and this year we had more civic organizations from the school district come in and do it for a fundraiser. This is one of the ways we help the community this way to the other civic organizations.
Okay.
And they come in and everybody had a very successful day. And a little story I have to tell here about the pre-education school who has that cow or a horse that plays bingo in the afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
They brought the horse over at approximately 1:30, and he was out there with a couple hundred people waiting for to see if they're going to win the prize. You know, long story short, they were still there at 7:55 p.m.
Oh my gosh!
And the only reason they were still there because two people were still there waiting for him to do his business.
Wow.
They tried everything. They tried the hay. They tried the alpha stuff. They tried the apples. They tried every little thing they could to give them water. And when they finally gave up at 8 o'clock, they just called it, and they said, I don't exactly figure out how they did it, but I think the two people who were still there, I think they settled.
Split it up. Probably.
But whatever the way they did it, they didn't even.
Didn't involve anybody else's help.
They were out there with the flashlights, making sure he didn't do it before they settled it. But that was the longest one that anybody, I don't know.
Only in America, folks, can you find this sort of stuff going on.
But it's a cute little thing, and they're ready to go and do it, but they're going to change the rules just a little bit there next year. And that's that pre-education school in the downtown Gillespie area there that
which is obviously a good way to raise some funds.
Right, and they do raise quite a bit of money there.
Yeah. Mickey, we were talking about the Tour de Cole. Now, there's already an application up on the website, and that's a great way to lead into talking about the website for the Cole Country Chamber.
Yes, it does. We have everything on the website from 2010, pictures on each event, and on 2009 we have pictures there, and we have some of the pictures from 2008. And we try to show the people that it's fun, it's a family orientated, no alcohol and none of these projects there, and it's just a family. They can bring their kids there, and we have all kinds of fun because we have something for everybody.
Yeah.
And we're talking about doing one or two things more next year because we still have room for a couple more projects out there. But we're just in the talking stages, so I don't want to even promise
them. You're scaring the daylights out of the membership here.
Oh, yes. I always do that. They just, when I come to, when we have our board meetings, I throw these things out, and they say, oh, no, not another one.
You got to have an idea guy behind it all, don't you?
Well, I just have an idea, but he have to plan it,
sure.
Stabilize it, fund it, and you got to have volunteers, staff it, Maybe sometimes projects have only one or two. It's just like when we have the choo-choo train. Rick Konica, used to be the Konica.
Konica Brown?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now it's Seavers Equipment up in Carlinville there. Rick is, they're the sponsor of the choo-choo train. They furnish the tractor. They furnish the driver for it and everything like that for all the events. And they're doing it for the Snack with Santa and everything.
And is that, the Snack with Santa is part of the open house the first weekend of December,
December.
Right?
It's Friday, December 3rd. It is at from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, it would be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's for the business part of it. They're for the open house of the businesses.
OSB and Bunnell.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Snack with Santa, which every municipality has something going on, or businesses have. We have our normal. This is our 13th year of doing the Snack with Santa. And we run quite a few many kids through it. And every year you see mommy and daddy bringing a kid, and you see this kid when they first brought him just home from the hospital a couple months ago, or 3 days last year we had, bring them in, and next thing they're coming in when they're 6 and 7 years old now. I mean, you just see them growing up. It's just unbelievable. And mommy and daddy gets a little bit older, too. Little gray hair starts showing.
It seems like mommy and daddy grow older at a faster pace.
Right. The gray hair starts showing a little bit more. But the best part about it is we have a lot of fun. The VFW, the Gillespie VFW Ladies Auxiliary, gets in there and helps us with their part of it, with the juice and the milk and the drinks and the donuts there that we have from the snack. And then the people, other people that help us, that Santa Claus has come in, and the people help us set that area up there, like the FNB Bank. They're in charge of the photographer and the pictures, and they have a group of people come in and do that part there, and then just all the other people do. We just always need people.
You know, and Mickey, we chuckled about staffing things, but it's so important. First off, a tip of the hat to everybody that's helped out this year, because without the volunteers, none of this happens. And, you know, and it seems like you get the same volunteers over and over again for the most part. So it's important that if, you know, you're living in this area, volunteer. Even if you can only volunteer for one event, that would help.
We just ask. We don't ask them. We say, what time can you come in and how long can you stay? We don't, and we've tried to fit them in the schedule. We tell them, okay, now we have three slots here. We'll give you the time slots. We don't try to make them all day like some places do. We give them a 2 or 3 hour. We love to keep them longer, but if they only got 2 or 3 hours, it helps us a little bit more, too.
Yeah.
And the Snack with Santa, we're always looking for help. We still need 4 more volunteers to help corral the kids running around all over the place, knocking things down. Yeah. I mean, but we still need a couple more.
Sure.
We got the major ones taken care of.
And a tip of the hat to the vendors that come into the fall festival and this sort of thing, and the people that bring the antique automobiles. I mean, this is all makes the whole thing work together.
Back to the fall festival for the craft vendors and the vendors that we have come in. There's probably 12, 14, 15 of them that could think of top of my head real quick that have been here since the first or second year.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the newer ones who come in, they expect, when you tell them there's 5,000 people, they expect to make $1 million. Well, I'm sorry. I don't say it that way. I say, this is the projection. This is what we expect to come in. It depends on the weather. And if they don't make $1 million, they're unhappy. So I've learned to switch that static just a little. So don't expect to make $1 million.
Right.
If you make your cost of your thing, and it's very inexpensive for them, we keep it down real low. We're probably the cheapest one around on that. I shouldn't let say that too loud, because the board doesn't like that.
It's out now, Mickey. It's out. Hey, I guess...
The website, we didn't finish on the website.
Yeah.
It's everything on there. We have posted everything, what's happened in the past, because it shows you it's what's actually going to do, the bike ride, everything.
Plus, once you get the summer concerts booked for next year, they'll all be on the website as well.
Well, they're already booked.
Okay.
The contracts are...
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Stevie Wonder used to sing, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That one, I don't remember song.
Sorry. flashing back to my top 40 days,
well,
sorry.
I'm a jazz fan. I love jazz.
Okay.
The thing is, They're booked because I usually get them booked before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And at least say, look, we're interested in having you next year. Usually I don't try to change dates on them. But I always say if I think I'm going to keep them on the same thing, I say, okay, the first or second or third day, yeah. Tuesday in that month in June or July, I try to keep them the same thing. So we always have William Black Band.
Say that fast about 10 times.
No, Winkerblink. Black Band. He's always our leadoff at the first Tuesday in June. Uh-huh. And the last Tuesday in July is our friend Steve Davis.
Yeah.
And last year, it was so close to 1,000 people that we had him packing there because it was so beautiful day. And the thing about the Fall Festival, by 1:30, and it was only 30 minutes after you started, every food vendor was just about out of food.
Really?
In fact, the chamber sold out of everything.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing on the last night. Sell out.
One day.
Won't have to worry about any leftovers.
Nope.
That's great.
Nope. But what I'm just saying.
Yeah. And did Steve have his band with him this year?
On the Fall Festival,
he did. Okay.
Right.
And that's a unique experience if you get the
yes.
band with him.
Well, the band was an experience this year because we talked about it after it was over, and we have to still think about mm-hmm. exactly what we're going to do with the band.
Well, you don't want to do the same thing every year.
No, because you got to have some ideas of what they're going to play. So that was a feeling out for him.
Sure.
And an outside venture, they do very little mm-hmm. of the ventures. Because back in 08, we had a visit from Hurricane Ike and one of the band nights, and it was a very interesting, about 45 minutes.
Tornadic activity, I do tend to remember.
Yeah, that. Yeah, well, it was
in the area, anyway.
Yeah, in the area, through Bunnell. The rain was going sideways. I remember that. Anyway.
So even if you were under the pavilion, you were still getting wet.
Oh, yes. other thing, and one of the other events that we do, I mean, the funny part is before we leave the Fall Festival, it's that we do a survey. I have three ladies, females, and they go around and
ask
five questions, and the important part about it is we get almost 500 back. That's what I want, my goal. And I explain to the ladies, well, these are two of the three ladies have always been doing this for over 5 years with me, 6 years now. What they do is I tell them if they answer a certain way, a follow-up question has to have to get the answer or the type of survey information I want. Because if they answer just with a yes or no, it's not good. It's not helping me. And we find out from where people are coming from. That's the key point. If our advertising is working the way I want it to, or if it's not, then I have to make some adjustments. That's how I work on that. You don't just advertise in your local paper because that's how you're pounding away with the local people. You want the outsider. That's how you grow. I'm telling my little secrets here, I think. The factor is that we have found out, and we find out what they like, what they dislike, and that's another thing. That's one of the
you're always things. Tweaking it,
right? And we have the ladies also ask them very simply, how long you've been here?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for this time right now, if they only been here for 30 or 45 minutes, we say we'll come back to you in an hour from now because we want to ask questions about what you thought about things, and then that's how we find out. The entertainment would critique it a little bit, and we have critique it every year. We've always had something there.
Before we leave, we've got about a minute and a half to go, Mickey. Still going to have the dog show.
Oh, yes, the dog show.
That was hugely successful.
Very successful. There'll be the third one this year. Last year we had just over 100 dogs come in. We even had that famous cat that came back again.
The cat came back.
The cat came back and had no problems with the dogs.
Sounds like the Dr. Seuss book, doesn't it?
That's right. And that's on the last Saturday in April.
Oh, my goodness. Mickey, always good to get with you, my friend. Nice year by the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, 2011 is going to be packed full of all sorts of activities.
So. Yes, and go to our website if you want to find out some things. And I just want to say one thing. The Chamber has been on the show for, this is the end of our sixth year. And that's unbelievable, but I can still stay. People want me to still come back. And I just want to personally say thank you to the Plummer Funeral Home, because that is very and very important for us to have them to help us.
Absolutely.
This helps get our word out.
Absolutely. Mickey, thank you, sir.
Thank you, and
thank
happy
you,
year.
From the Coal Country Chamber, Happy New Year to you, too, sir.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Yes, all righty. Stick around. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles, is due up next. Today's program, as previously mentioned, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. I'm Terry Toad. Enjoy your Wednesday.